Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog put up an audio boo earlier on a new app called Pixango. Basically, it's Pix and Go. And it kind of inspired me to have a look at that because I liked the kind of idea. And Paul and his daughter O'Mahony have both put up some Pixango stuff. And then I listened to an audio book of Christian Payne, a documentary on his hotel in London. I say hotel in the loosest form, as Christian will understand. And if you've listened to his boo, you will understand. And following that, I listened to Paul O'Mahony on his thoughts on a hotel over there in Ireland, I believe. And where's this all going? Okay. Here's my take on Pixango. What if you took a photograph of a hotel? For example, the one Paul mentioned, the Carlton Hotel. Say you took a picture of the Carlton Hotel and then you recorded a 30-second audio to attach to that photograph. Now, this would then become a audio visual review postcard, which we could then post up to wherever. Now, say for example, a site like TripAdvisor, which I've only recently started using. I've now got my first badge, by the way, and a nice wee luggage label coming its way. But just as an example, TripAdvisor or any of those similar type websites, you could post these up, not just to, say, Twitter, Pixango, or Google, or wherever, but you could actually post these to TripAdvisor, etc., etc. So basically what you're posting up is a very short review of a place. It doesn't need to be a hotel, it could be anywhere. So for example, in Paul's case, he could have said in his audio clip, "I've stayed here at the Carlton Hotel. I highly recommend it. The service is good, food is good, the accommodation is good, but the car parking is poor. But overall, I rate it as being pretty good. 3 out of 5 star, 4 out of 5 star, etc., etc." And you could do that for a restaurant, you could do that for any service whatsoever. And of course, that could all be linked back to that hotel. So they would get immediate feedback in the form of that audio clip. Now, I notice that on Paul's original audio view that Rich, Fireman Rich over there in Florida, has posted a comment about using Keek. And Rich is absolutely correct about the video, but the big problem is data usage. So for example, a 30-second audio boo compared to a 30-second Keek video audio would be very much smaller in size. Fast upload, smaller size, less things to deal with. In this case, what you have is one picture and 30 seconds of audio. So I'm looking at it from that angle, that it would be very much quicker. Now you have Instagram and you could do text, but I think that Pixango has got a great future. I think it's falling between Instagram and Keek. And I think the whole idea of an audio postcard is the best way to describe it. I think actually the guys who designed it may have mentioned it could be called under that title. I think it's a great idea, and I think it could be have a multitude of uses apart from the normal. For example, you take a photograph of something, say, here we are at this place and we are having fun. I think it has a whole lot of additional uses. Be interesting to hear what others think. If they've actually even looked at this, or if you haven't looked at it, even what you think about the idea of using that as almost like review postcards for any aspect of our lives. So thanks to Paul for putting his audiobook post up earlier on. And I think, for me, it sounds more attractive actually than Keek, simply because Keek has difficulties that I have experienced in signal strength and uploading. And I think because this is virtually pure audio with one picture snap, I think I don't really shouldn't have any problems whatsoever with getting this stuff up very, very quickly. So I'd like to hear if anybody else has used it and have used it in this format. I'm leaving as another aeroplane flies overhead.